All right, so I think we ought to get started. So I guess we'll start with the pledge. I pledge allegiance
to the flag
of the United States
of America
and to the republic
for which it stands,
one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice for all.
Okay, so the first order of business is the minutes from the May 13th meeting. Do I have a motion?
A motion to accept the May 13th minutes.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Next is the monthly revenue reports for March. Building and zoning is $5,135. And for the month of April, we have building zoning at $26,765. Public works at $1,000. Highway department is zero, the recreation department at 215. Motion to accept the monthly revenue reports as reported.
No move.
Second.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Next is correspondence. The first letter in your package is from Chris Rohrbach and his wife. Related to the CAC, a complimentary letter. I assume you've read it in your package. The next item included in there, by the way, is also the annual report from the CAC, their accomplishments and the things that they did for the year. You should have that as well.
Yes.
Next is a letter from a town resident related to the Wappingers Creek Greenway trail issues. It's fairly lengthy and outlines a number of concerns related to people using the property, not so much the trail next to the stream, but the property of the landowners. Does anybody have any thoughts on how we ought to handle this? It includes things as concerning as things being stolen off the property by the people who use the property. So I'm not quite sure what we ought to do about it.
One of our remarks about putting signing at the entrance to these things probably makes a lot of sense.
Okay.
It's not easy to patrol.
No, we wouldn't be patrolling it at all. I think the loitering piece is really the key, right?
Yes.
The idea is that people can walk along the stream. They're not supposed to be lounging on the property of the property owners, I don't think. Right. So
she brings up some points about swimming and wading, and that signage should go up. And this is coming.
I'm sorry, did you say should go up, Joe?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
The signage should go.
Put the littering sign up, Alan, because there appeared from Debbie Hubbard's letter, there was a lot of garbage being left all over the place, too, so we could impose the littering fine that we have in the town as well.
Okay. All right, I'll talk to the Parks Department about creating those signs, or the Highway Department. They probably can do it as well. Okay. Next up is a presentation given to us by Central Hudson that just outlines some work that's been going on in the area. This is really for our awareness, not approval or anything like that. But I just wanted to make sure you were aware of that. Let's see. All right, the next item is a resolution related to a map plan and report for the Manchester Sewer District. We actually passed a resolution for this, which authorized the borrowing of the money that's outlined in here some time ago.
Yeah.
But the original resolution anticipated that as part of our process to get it approved by audit and control at the state level, we would need to do a formal canvassing of the people who live in that area, which under normal circumstances would require us to send somebody door to door, actually interview people, have a notary with them, and take their positions and record them. Given what's going on, that has some obvious issues that problems associated with it. The good news is this, because the price that we anticipated and the cost that we anticipated for this work came in under what we anticipated, we are not actually required to go through the whole state audit and control process because we're under the threshold that that triggers that review by the state. And as a result, we don't absolutely have to go through that same process. So what this resolution really is doing is updating our approval for the borrowing, which we already did the borrowing. But this is updating the process for proceeding, the approval process, by replacing that kind of door-to-door, I should say, canvassing of the people with a less formal one where we would send them letters and ask them if they have any objection and couple that with a permissive referendum, which would allow people who, if there were enough of them to object to protest against it. Jerry, have I got that pretty much right?
Yeah, that's correct. This resolution is subject to a permissive referendum. After the map plan and report is completed and filed, then there will be a public hearing on the establishment of the Manchester Sewer District.
Okay, so we're really just modifying the process to eliminate that whole door-to-door thing, which is really not feasible at this point. So do I have a motion?
So yeah, I'll give that motion, and that means that the referendum is at the public's request.
That's correct. It's a permissive referendum.
Public hearing needs to be held, but you're right. The referendum allows the public to basically protest it. That's correct.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it, Gary.
In favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Okay. Thank you. So the next item has to do with a resolution of the town board suggesting that we appeal to the Dutchess County legislature related to the ongoing issues we've had with the Landy Farm property. I put that farm in quotes. Ed, you want to elaborate on what the background of this is and what the resolution states since I asked you to put that together for me?
What the resolution is that we're requesting that the county legislators vote to remove the Landy property, which is at 18 River Road, Pleasant Valley, out of the agricultural district. It was put in the agricultural district by mistake by Dale Borkett. Dale acknowledged that it was a mistake. We have supporting documents from Dale indicating that it was a mistake. The neighbors are up in arms. It didn't meet our zoning. We're our zoning pool for 7 acres. The parcel is 2.1 acres. It's not supposed to be a commercial property. It turned into a commercial property. There wasn't supposed to be incidental bees on the property. In fact, there were. They weren't supposed to be storing a lot of the items on the property, which in fact they did. An order to remedy was issued by the town, and unfortunately it ended up in an Article 78 where it had gotten dismissed. And now our next step is to go to the county legislators and ask them to undo a mistake that they made. That's pretty much it in a nutshell.
Is there any discussion?
No, I read it. It's everything we've been hassling about.
Do I have a motion?
I'll make the motion to have you authorize the resolution to withdraw the property.
I'll second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Carried. Okay, so the next item on it is the Central Hudson Feeder Distribution Project. I was misreading the order, and I had my inserts a little out of order. And so, as I said before, this is a presentation actually given to us to the Central Hudson, just making us aware of some maintenance work that they're doing to improve reliability on one of the Central Hudson feeder projects and reduce outages, which is a good thing, obviously, but we don't have to take any action on it. Next item is budget amendments. There's a single item on there. Let's see. I want to try to make this the Cliff Notes version. As I'm sure the board is aware, there has been efforts on our part to increase the supply in the Manchester Water District through wells near the Overlook Drive-In. And we recently were informed that we needed to do a drawdown test on in the area of the third well that we're talking about drilling, which we really hadn't anticipated, but we're going to be doing that work. But simultaneously, we've been moving forward with a fourth well as well. Given the amount of time that it's taken us to get approval from the DEC, I think it's prudent for us to proceed with that fourth well so that we don't have one of the numerous projects that are dependent on that water supply reaching fruition and actually wanting to move forward with us not having it approved and all that work in place. And so basically this is just a taking money out of the appropriated fund balance, which is already available in that district, and appropriating it to purchase the equipment and move forward with that fourth well rather than waiting for some future time, because I just don't think we want to be in a position where the developers are ready to go and we're not ready.
Right.
So the money is in the fund balance. We don't have to increase anybody's taxes or any kind of fees to appropriate this. I just think it's a smart thing to do. So do I have a motion?
I made that motion to approve the budget amendment transfer.
Do I have a second?
I was first, Gary was second.
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry. So is Ed Jessup first?
Yes, Gary was second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Thanks. Next up is committee reports. Is there anything from the CAC,
No.
Joe?
None.
Highway?
Salt shed's looking good. I was there yesterday. The concrete's all done. The building should be here in the middle of June.
Right.
We'll start plugging away with
it. So. Right. All the cement is poured. That took a while. It's actually pretty impressive looking.
Yeah, for sure.
Anything from business and economic development?
No.
Recreation?
No.
Or how about open space? Are there any comments from the town board?
Only that we talked about the signage there at the trails. Probably bringing the CAC in because they do a lot of that stuff.
Okay.
They could probably be a plus, and then they'll probably put the signs up we could get somebody.
You mean they would actually go about getting the signs, or
I don't know
what the wording would be? What do you mean?
If they have a place, I think what you mentioned as far as the highway department, that would be nice, but I don't know if they would do it.
Okay. All right.
You also want to talk about Lake Ridge and the supporting recreation law. The public hearings that are...
Yeah, postponing the public hearings?
Right. We have two public hearings scheduled for in June, first meeting in June. And based on the information that's coming out of the state, I don't anticipate that those meetings are going to be able to be carried out in person. But those meetings are going to be Zoom meetings. Not really comfortable with having those kinds of public hearings this way. I would prefer to have them in person in the town hall with people able to attend. And so I'm suggesting that we probably push both of those to July. We don't have to make that resolution now, but I just want to make sure people are aware of it. So at the June meeting, instead of holding those public meetings, or public hearings, I should say, we'll be rescheduling them probably for the first meeting in July, where I think we might actually be able to resume those meetings. And so I just want to make sure people are aware of that. We'll publish a notice on the website and let people know that those meetings are being canceled prior to our meeting in June. But I just wanted people to be aware of that. And at June, like I said, we'll have revised resolutions from Vandewater to allow us to reschedule them for the first meeting in July. Any questions?
No.
Okay. Are there any further comments? Anything from the town attorney?
No.
Do I have a motion to open the meeting for public comment?
No move.
Yes, sir.
Ed second?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Are there any public comments?
From here.
Jim Donick, Al.
Go ahead, Jim.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you all. First of all, thank you for the vote on the Ag District question. A couple of points, though, that I think might be brought to the attention of the county legislature. One, I believe that the town had taken this to court, and that the decision of the court was that the lawsuit was improperly filed because it did not name all owners of the property, specifically the son of the owner. And that, I would say, and please, counselor, correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm out of my element here. I would say that that meant that the court determined that the ownership of the property could not be separated from its status as part of the Ag District. And when they made the application, the son was not on the application. And therefore, I would suggest to you that whether it was a mistake or not on the part of the county legislature, the county legislature didn't have all of the data that they should have had when they voted on it. And I would think that they might like to have something, even if it's process related, that they could hang their hat on as to why, if they have to explain this to Ags and Markets, that they can say that it was an improperly filed application in the first place. And certainly some number of the things that they claimed in their application were not even accurate. And that I think might make it a little bit easier for Mr. Pulver and his people to agree with the resolution of this board.
That's something I can certainly look into. Can you tell me again how the application was improperly filed?
I can offer you a couple of things.
The proper parties, all of the proper parties were not signatories to the application?
That's my understanding, Counselor, because had they been on the list, then your predecessor would have put the son on the lawsuit and didn't. And as I understood the decision of the court, and again, I haven't seen it. My understanding of the decision of the court was that the lawsuit was dismissed because they didn't sue the right people. So I'd say that would be one thing. The application was wrong. Second of all, and Ed and Alan both have some notes from me, but when they made the application, they listed a number of things that they would do. One of which was that they were going to be pursuing aquaculture on a pond that they had, and I use the word from their application, established. Well, first of all, I assure you that that pond has been there longer than anybody that I can see on this call has been alive. second of all, in order to get the permits that they need in order to do that, there are a couple of complicating factors. One is when you make an application to the DEC for what's called a farm pond permit. It's a pretty simple application, but there's a question on it that says, basically you have to represent that the pond is solely within the borders of the property you own or lease. They own, Alan, you probably have seen the map better than I would say they own 60% of the pond, but that's all. The rest of it, both the north end and the south end, belong to other landowners. So
I might also add that it connects to other ponds that are on people's properties. So there's a kind of an additional effect there where the pond that they're talking about isn't not contained on their property, but it connects to other ponds that are clearly on other people's property as well.
That does. And it is connected through an overflow on the north end of the pond. And that overflow often has water coming through it. When they made their application, I'm sure that you know that it was to process honey from their bee business. You've probably seen the photographs that Ed and Alan have. About 2 weeks ago, they also turned it into a poultry farm. They've got chickens, which they've had for some time. And the fact that their rooster crows at, the earliest he's crowed lately is 3:45 in the morning. The latest is about 4:15. But about 2 weeks ago, they also acquired, tough to tell from the property line, somewhere between a dozen and 15 turkeys. Now the turkeys and the chickens and the ducks are in a pen. The pen is about 20, maybe 25 feet from the edge of the pond, and it's above it in terms of elevation. In other words, assuming that these poultry defecate as most poultry tend to, it's likely to wash into the pond, and then that is going to go through the overflow, and that's going to affect all of the downstream from that pond. And that's certainly a problem. So those are probably the primary things, sir. I'd be happy to talk to you offline if you like.
Yes, I would like you to call my office, and I'll give you the number. It's 452.
Hang on, let me get a pen.
It's Jim Nelson's number, Jim.
Okay, I think that's probably in my phone.
Oh, okay.
452-5900.
And if you'd like to set a time, you know, please call me. And it's probably a good idea if Jim is also on the call, since he's quite familiar with everything that's taken place to date.
Yeah, he spent a fair bit of time both with me and with the neighbor to the south. And as I understand what happened in the lawsuit, it was not even allowed to argue the merits because the lawsuit was considered by the defense attorney. He represented that it wasn't properly filed because it didn't mention the other owner of the property.
Jim?
Yes, sir.
In regards to what you had mentioned about the pond being just a shared pond, that's in the second paragraph of the resolution. If you get a chance to look at that, it mentions.
Okay,
that.
Good. I didn't see that, but I'm.
It's in the second paragraph.
Yeah. Anyway, so there are a number of issues, and this is a 2.1 acre property in what is, I believe, called light residential. Correct me if I'm wrong, but anyway, it's a residentially zoned neighborhood, and. To have a poultry farm there, I know that at least one of the neighbors has said to me that he is planning to come to what I guess is called the grievance day about property taxes, because when he bought the house, it was not next door to a poultry farm. So anyway, I probably have told you more than any of you would care to know, and I apologize for that and for trespassing on your courtesy. If anybody's got any questions, I'm happy to answer, but again, I thank you for the opportunity.
Thank you.
Yes, perfectly all right. That's the entire purpose of this part of the meeting. So, Jim, so you don't need to feel that at all.
We're glad to hear from you, Jim, about it.
Are there any other public comments? Do I have a motion to close the public comment period?
Ed Jessup, Saltwater.
Gary, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Is there any further discussion at this point? Do I have a motion to adjourn?
I'll make a motion to adjourn the meeting, Gary.
I'll second it, Ed Jessup.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Carried. Okay, thanks everybody. I appreciate it.
Could somebody just help me out? The gentleman that just spoke, I didn't catch his name.
It's Jim Donick, and the last name is spelled, I believe, D-O-N-N-I-C-K. Is that right, Jim?
Only one N, Alan.
Only one N? Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Good night.
Good night.
Take care.